Please get out your pew Bibles to the Gospel of Matthew 25, chapter 25. The parable of the 10 bridesmaids. What can we compare the kingdom of God to? The word of God. Then the kingdom of heaven will be like this. 10 bridesmaids took their lamps and went to meet the bridegroom. 5 of them were foolish, and 5 were wise. When the foolish took their lamps, they took no oil with them. But the wise took flasks of oil with their lamps. As the bridegroom was delayed, all of them became drowsy and slept. But at midnight there was a shout, "Look, here is the bridegroom. Come out to meet him." Then all those bridesmaids got up and trimmed their lamps. The foolish said to the wise, "Give us some of your oil, for our lamps are going out." But the wise replied, "No, there will not be enough for you and for us. You had better go to the dealers and buy some for yourselves." And while they went to buy it, the bridegroom came, and those who were ready went with him into the wedding banquet. And the door was shut. Later, the other bridesmaids came also saying, "Lord, Lord, open to us." But he replied, "Truly I tell you, I do not know you. Keep awake, therefore, for you know neither the day nor the hour." May God's word be blessed, the reading and the hearing. Let us pray. Well, gracious Lord, we thank you so very much for those words of challenge from our Lord Jesus. Help, keep us awake. It's so easy to fall asleep, especially during the sermons. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Keep awake, therefore, for you know neither the day nor the hour. The parable of the 10 maidens. 5 were wise, they brought oil with them, and 5 were foolish because they did not take oil for their lamps, for the bridegroom procession. And while they went away to secure some oil, the bridegroom came. The doors of the wedding banquet were shut, and the foolish maidens were locked out. Too late. Jesus says, take a cue, church. Be alert. Wake up. These past few weeks, I cannot remember a time when I have been so depressed, so down in the dumps. All you have to do is crack open your internet or watch television or listen to the radio. Deranged, evil people kill innocent persons. Las Vegas, New York City bike path, Sutherland Springs, Texas, Charleston, South Carolina, to name only a few. I am so glad the election in Virginia is over. Political discourse in this country is a travesty. Name-calling and demeaning one another in conversation and in ads, because people disagree about policy, enough to make you nauseated. And then we have the wonderful men, some women, but men, in power, acting like brutes with how they treat women. In times like these, it is so easy to lose heart, to lose hope, and to give in to all kinds of anxiety and depression. It is so tempting to give up one's faith, or simply give up. But Jesus says, don't ever fall victim to that trap. Keep on trusting in the Lord, and be patient, even though the bridegroom has been delayed. In the worldview of the parable, having enough oil means remaining obedient to Christ even when it's tempting to give up. In other words, and I know this is not a polite word for children to hear, it's not a polite word for mixed company, but as I've said 527 times, this is what you get when you call a redneck from Richmond, okay? This is stupid behavior. To say you are a Christ follower, but you don't ever do anything to show the truth of that profession. In other words, here's the great sin I think Jesus is preaching against. I only want to be a Christian when it suits me. Only when life is going my way and I feel like Mary Tyler Moore and I want to throw my hat up into the air. Only when following Christ does not cost me anything. That's the kind of Christian I want to be. That way of thinking, Jesus says, is a dead-end street. Don't do it, and don't ever be that shallow. When life becomes difficult, and it often is so difficult, that is the time to reinvest yourself in God's power. Discipline number one, immerse yourself in prayer. I'm not smart enough, and maybe you're not smart enough either, to have all the answers on how to make our society kinder and more benevolent. But God can do that. I don't know how enacting more laws will discourage persons from being hateful and mean. But God does. Nothing is beyond God's power to transform the way we live. So Kirkwood, tap into that divine power by taking the time to go to God in prayer. And here's another discipline that I hope, Kirkwood, you never ever take for granted. It is fellowship with other brothers and sisters in the faith. When Jesus calls us to follow, he calls us to follow him in the midst of a community. Being around other believers helps to keep us on the path to God, to God's kingdom. Together, we can pray with one another. We can study scripture with one another. We can eat with one another. We can do service projects with one another. This is a prescription which prevents your faith and mind from growing stale and complacent. Those are two ugly words in the life of the church. Your faith has grown stale and complacent. When we gather together as brothers and sisters in Christ, this is so obvious, but it's so important. We find out what there is a need. The mission committee personnel speak with social workers at York County Pocosin Social Services. And the next thing you know, Arbor Williamson is sending out a text saying we need help in cleaning up a widow's yard. Or as Kirk Reno loves to say, we got another wheelchair ramp to be constructed. Kirk loves to say those words, wheelchair ramp. I'm going to write a song about a wheelchair ramp. Okay. I'm going to name it Kirk Reno. The community of faith is the conduit for information sharing. I don't know what's needed. Ride up to Williamsburg, and I can go to somebody's house and say, this house looks like heck. It needs us to come up here and clean up the yard. Build them a wheelchair ramp. We don't know that. But when we come to church, we listen, and people tell us, we have identified certain needs in our community. You, Kirkwood, can help out. So, Kirkwood, here's very obvious, true lesson this morning. Don't ever take the community of faith for granted. You don't want to hear the slamming of the door. Boom! And then somebody yelling, I don't know you. Excuse me. Dang. Let us pray. Gracious Lord, help us be people that bring you joy by being obedient to your Son, Jesus Christ, and not looking for a bunch of excuses why we can't do this and why we can't do that and why being servants of Jesus is too hard. Gracious Lord, help us be faithful disciples. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.